Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. In the reading today, verse 30 says, "Men will arise and distort the truth to draw away disciples after them." I think about people who turn back from what they professed before, and I also know that it can happen. And I try to think in my mind, how can I make sure I don't want to be ever lose sight of what I have today? I've said before, I know where I am today. I have the knowledge of understanding that no one loves me like the Lord loves me. I know that today. I can say that without a shadow of a doubt. And I am learning to love Him more than anyone or anybody. I work to try to do that. I work to try to remember that it is He, you know, who has saved me, and it's He who has a plan for me. And when I stay very, very close to Him, I can remember who I am in Him. And that always brings me back to God's Word. The Bible says about God's Word in Romans 12:2 that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so I want to make a choice to let God's Word really penetrate into my thinking so that I don't get into what I've said before, that amnesia. I don't want to have to reinvent the wheel. And of course, I do have telltales. It used to be the food. The food was a big one, that I was always going to go back. I always went back into the food because I would forget. But now I'm seeing too, and that hasn't happened by God's grace now for some years now. But in terms of moodiness, I have to really talk to myself, because I realize that, you know, God is not calling me to be moody. He's calling me to keep in step with the Spirit and not to gratify the desires of the flesh. The desires of the flesh is that I am in charge of my own life, but I'm not. That's the flesh. I made that commitment like Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And so I want to take the warnings. God has put it very, very clear. And even Paul was very clear with those people. He said that there were going to be some men who are going to arise and distort the truth. And that, again, if I am not in the Word, I won't know the distortion of the truth. Because one of the other things that the Bible says about the evil one is that he masquerades as an angel of light. So what I might be hearing or, you know, seeing, even in my own church, I'm not talking about my church in particular, I mean in the church that in the church itself, there might be happening right in my own, you know, right under my nose. And this is what Paul is saying to these disciples. Men are going to arise and distort the truth. And the reason they do that is that they want to steal God's glory, as I call it. It says in 30, to draw away disciples after them. And again, we live in a world, and that's exactly what the world teaches, looking out for number one. You look out for number one. It's all about number one. And we don't get a different spin on life unless we are in the Word. And so my encouragement is, if you are not really immersing in the word daily. I mean, like reading the word. It is not too much to ask. This is not, I'm not preaching or teaching, you know, legalism or anything. I'm not saying that this is going to get you in heaven, because there's only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. But he's left us here for a purpose, and that is to help others to know about this wonderful life in Christ. And we are equipped to do that. And I'll end with that. That's that. In Timothy, when Paul was writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, he said that, you know, that all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God is thoroughly equipped for every good work. But let me pray. Father, keep us equipped. Let us not take for granted that we could backslide and we could go back to behavior that we have learned to let go of. You know, we don't have to, but we have to, Lord, be in your word in a strong way and keep your word really in the forefront of what we do. We thank you for those who have walked before us and have left a legacy of, you know, of keeping the good fight and, you know, being faithful, and we want to be the same. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we pray. Amen. Amen.